This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
If you had a mom or dad who was always fearful about money issues, I'd be willing to bet you are too. You had a parent that was always worried about illness, always worried about disease. I have a gut feeling that you probably are too, to a certain extent. You had a parent that was afraid of social situations and afraid to be out in public. You probably walk in those fears too. We tend to walk in the fears of our parents. Not always, but I think there's a lot of truth to that. And secondly, we tend to walk in the faith or lack of faith of our parents. Exceptions always are. People, children tend to walk in their faith of their parents. My question is this, those of you that are parents, what are the faith memories that your children have? If memories, as I quoted earlier, are the stuff that life is made of, what kind of memories do your children have spiritually? Do they remember hearing God's word proclaimed? Do they remember being in things like that starts tomorrow, vacation Bible school? Do they remember church camp? Do they remember youth activities? Do they remember Christmas Eve? Do they remember Easter services? Because that's part of their DNA. Spiritually speaking, it's a part of their life. And in the same way that Jeremiah says, even the children remember the idolatry of their mother and father, so it is children remember what's going on in your life spiritually. Or they remember your idolatry and my idolatry. We have idols in this day, and children are discerning enough to know what their parents worship. I'm not going to reread them again, but verses 3 and 4 have to do with the cost of sin, what was going to be lost to the people. Sin always has a price tag, whether you recognize it or not. Some of you can testify to the fact that you're still paying the consequences, get this, of a forgiven sin. What do I mean by that? Sin that's forgiven, it's under the blood of Christ, you've confessed it, you've owned it, but you're still living with the consequences of what you set in motion. It's true for all of us. No one gets a free pass with sin, like, well, you're the exception. The rules apply to everybody else, but the Bible says you reap what you sow. That has a good implication, but it sure has a negative implication, depending on what you sow in life. And so we live with the consequences of what we set in motion. And then the key passage, I think, for every father and mother, verses 5 and 7. Let's bring up 5. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. This is strong language, and you may not like it, but here's what Jeremiah said. You're a person who trusts in man. He doesn't say trusting in the devil. He doesn't say you have to trust in Satan to be cursed. You just trust in man. You're cursed. And your heart will eventually turn away from the Lord. But bring up verse 7, if you will. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. And here's the choice. People get offended by this. We live in a multiple choice culture. Give me 5 or 6 choices, but don't tell me it's A or B. Don't tell me it's this or that, because that offends. I want multiple choices, and today I'm offering you 2 choices. Cursed is the man who trusts in man. Cursed is the woman who trusts in man, what man can do, the system. And blessed is the man or woman who trusts in the Lord. And that's the choice that every father and every mother makes today.
Well, I don't know if you remember this old definition I gave some time ago, that an idol is anything in your life or my life that takes the place of the living God. So when Jeremiah says children recognize the idols of their parents, it means they recognize that which takes the place of the living God. Our website is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.